Good morning and happy Wednesday. You are tuned into Ava in the Morning here on Classic Hits K-Wing 106. I am joined in the studio by a Red Wing legend. We've got Mike Arturi here in the studio. He is the drummer of Love and Spoonful, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here in a second. But he's also the founder of Universal Music Center out at the Anderson Center.
Yes.
And you are here in the studio to give us kind of a unique insight to the music industry. Now, you've been around for a while. You've seen quite a few things go down in your music industry.
Yes.
And there's some things that, you know, we could take a few minutes to talk about. So I think that's kind of what we're going to be doing here. Mike plans on joining us in the studio here once a month, and we'll just be talking a little bit about the music industry. And you had an interesting topic for us today. Wanted to talk about the realities of live performance in today's local music scene. So what are some of these realities that we should be aware of?
Okay, well, first of all, thank you so much for allowing me to be here. You know, I'm very grateful to be here, and it's so nice to be talking with you. And, you know, I specified local because, as you mentioned, I'm the founder of Universal Music Center, and we teach a lot of students, and a lot of students, all of our students actually come from within about maybe a 15 or 20 mile radius of Red Wing, and including Red Wing. And a lot of them are young and have aspirations, you know, of making it into the big time. And it's a different path nowadays, you know, as it was when I first came up or when I was coming up. And I stress local because that's one of the spots or one of the areas that is most different than what things were like in generations before, and mainly the generation I came up in. I caught the last generation of musicians that could actually stay in one location and make a living. I come from the city of Chicago, and I basically, for most of my adult life, made a living just playing in the city of Chicago. Now, all the generations of musicians before me mostly never had to leave the city to make a living. And this means an actual living, you know, where they made a weekly amount of money year after year, week after week, and were able to put their children through college, and they bought homes, and they paid taxes and had new cars, you know, and had a reliable income playing a musical instrument. And that's because there were a lot of local venues that they could play in. You know, most every room that I played in coming up booked entertainment 5 nights a week. So you had a weekly wage that you could depend on, you know, and you can book yourself week after week, month after month, year after year. All those venues have gone, you know, it's all gone away, you know, and there's basically very, very little left, you know, where you'll a local venue will actually pay a band to play. You know, many bands sell their own tickets. There's lots of different arrangements now, you know, to perform live. But none of them include a wage that includes 5 or 6 nights a week.
Right. It's usually like a weekend thing. If they're going to be having live performances, it's usually like a Friday or Saturday night.
Right. And you said an important word there, or Friday or Saturday night. So you're not even getting the weekend anymore. And add to that, you know, there's a whole new thing happening where you don't see many whole bands anymore. You know, lots of guitar players, singer-songwriters, you know, perhaps there's a duo, you know, but to come and see a band with a drum set and a PA system and a bass player and a keyboard player and maybe a horn section, you know, and an act, if you will, rare these days. You know, it's harder and harder to come by anyway. I don't say that it doesn't exist, but it certainly doesn't exist in the form that it did when you can actually make a living at it. Now, I'm describing a local band, you know, that would go into a club and play. these this generation that I came up in and the ones prior to it, you also had schooled musicians that could play in orchestras, and you can play in pit bands, you know, for stage performances. And there were society groups. There were bands that did specialize in weddings and these kinds of things, you know. And these were musicians that read music and that had arrangements, you know, for their groups, you know. And it was much more of a legitimate, if you will, professional outcome. So most of that is gone as well now, you know. So it's much, much different. And so that's the biggest difference. But the good news is we also had to get a record deal. If we wanted to make, you know, I've been playing in national acts for 30 years now. You know, I've been in over a dozen national and world acclaimed artist groups, and I work very, very hard at networking, you know, and I've been able to sustain this by my own efforts. I never waited for the phone to ring. I always dialed it.
You right.
know, and that was the difference with me, you know, so I was able to do this. And, but to form a band, you know, and, you know, you're in the basement forming the next Beatles, right? And, back in the day, which wasn't that long ago, I'm talking like the 70s, you know, or the 80s, you had to get a record deal. And to get a record deal, you had to be someone that would attract the attention of a record company. And to do that, you had to pack clubs. You had to be an act that everybody came out and, you know, on any night of the week, the club you were playing at was packed. And that
right.
would get the attention of a record company. Well, now, some good news now is that all you have to do is upload your original music to YouTube or all these various sources
where you know, can reach a lot of people
yeah,
all at once,
more than just the pack in a club,
right?
You know, and if you can garner that attention worldwide and get all these views and hits and all this, I'm not real knowledgeable on it, you know, so I might be using the wrong terminology, you know.
No, but, I think you're doing okay.
But but it is certainly a viable thing to create a career that is launched via YouTube, you know. So this is good news because you can now go in your basement with your band, you know, or with your own self and record and make a very, very low cost video and put it out. And if you have something unique, you know, I'll tell you a quick story about Cheap Trick. You know, Cheap Trick set Chicago on its ear when they came out. They changed the entire landscape of the club scene. And they were just four guys that had a unique sound. They were four phenomenal musicians that had really unique music, and they had a little bit of a gimmick, you know, but they did this because they were different and they were really, really, really good, you know. Lots of bands, you know, from the era I'm talking about, spent money on PA systems, they spent money on lighting, they spent money on clothes, you know, they crafted an image, you know, all this stuff, but didn't really have the music, you know, to back it up. So it still takes that special thing, you know.
Absolutely.
So if you can have that special thing in your basement with your phone, you know, holding it on a selfie stick, it's going to happen, you know. So so the good news is you don't have to deal with trying to get a record deal. You know, you don't have to go through that process of trying to negotiate with a major conglomerate and go through that whole cumbersome process. You could just do it tonight, you know,
so
in your basement.
It sounds like, you know, there is a lot that goes into becoming successful, and there's some things that are negative, but even though things are changing, it could actually be positive for you just because of how technology has changed how we are exposed to music.
Absolutely. The only variable now is the money, you know. So now, and which is also good news, because you can go get yourself some sort of a job. And, you know, I created a thing called Wingstock, you know, that I presented to show people alternative careers in the field of music. And I had manufacturers there, I had salespeople there, I had the military bands there, you know. There's all kinds of things you can do to make money, even in music related fields, and go home at night and record your music. So the only thing that's different, the biggest thing that's different, is that you can't really make a wage anymore playing an instrument, a reliable wage playing an instrument, you know. So that's the biggest difference.
Right. Got to be able to have an open mind on other ways that you can get into the music industry as well. Well, gosh, we have so much that we could talk about. I'm so excited to have you come back next month. We are planning early July, we'll have you back in here because you have a lot that you have going on as well. So excited to talk about that. But Mike, we've been talking for almost 10 minutes. So I think we're going to have you come back and we will continue this conversation. It is Mike Arturi, the drummer of Love and Spoonful. And I do have to mention, we're playing the 9:30 coffee break where it's based off of a daily topic. And today is Magic Day. And there is a Love and Spoonful song, I do believe, called Do You Believe in Magic that would fit for today. So we might have to play that in the 9:30 coffee break. Well, Mike Arturi, also the founder of the Universal Music Center, thank you for stopping in today.
My pleasure, and thank you so much for having me.